Good morning. It is time now for today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday at 8:30 right here on FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizens State Bank and Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. We will talk to Lyle Hollander, the president of the Sheldon Civic Music Association, on Talk of the Town when we come back.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquor, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including business and exercise science and kinesiology. At NCC, your success is our story.
Welcome back to today's Talk of the Town program. We're visiting with Lyle Hollander, the president of the Sheldon Civic Music Association. Good morning. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about the Civic Music Association. First of all, the first show of the season is just a little over a month away.
That's right.
That's something exciting.
Yeah, September 17th is our first concert. And we're having Lisa Prokop coming back. She was here 2 years ago doing a Patsy Cline routine. And she is going to be back doing numbers from Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, Barbara Mandrell, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, Dottie West, Ann Murray, and a number of other Western, country Western ladies.
You know, I thought the name sounded familiar and the face looked familiar, so that's now I understand why. let's go back. Before we talk about the rest of the season, let's talk a little bit about the Civic Music Association and how it got a start.
Well, it's Tom, it's an old organization, actually. It was founded in 1979.
That's not old. That's all a matter of perspective.
Well, yeah, for you and I, that's a matter of being of relativity, I guess. But anyway, 45 years ago, it was founded by a group of people here in Sheldon who decided that it was important for them to preserve and to be able to access good quality music. And they joined a group that had many organizations similar to this all across the U.S. The group was named Allied Concert Services. We are still with them, and they serve as our booking agency, but they give us a choice of artists every year. But it's been going on for 45 years.
Wow. And now, as I understand it, it is a nonprofit organization.
It is a nonprofit. We operate under the Prairie Arts Council. And, of course, they, as you know, they operate the museum, the schoolhouses that are on the east end of town. And we have a board. We require 18 board members. That's the minimum. But anyone that's interested in music or would like to be an influence in picking the type of music that we put on is welcome to apply. There's no limit to board members.
Well, you know, we're talking about the type of entertainment. It is not just one genre.
No, certainly not. It's been important through the years to cater to all sorts of musical tastes. So we vary from country western to classic. We have just a broad spectrum of music, and we try to change the concerts every year, give a little variety so that there's something that would appeal to most people. We have a lot of talented people, too. Some of our last artists have appeared in operas, such as A Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables. With two of them were finalists in America's Got Talent and American Idol. And so we get some high-quality entertainment here that you probably would have to travel a long ways to see otherwise.
And pay significantly for each ticket.
Oh, that's correct. That's correct.
How many concerts a year?
Well, we put on four concerts. One in typically September, another in November, one in March, and one in either late April or early May.
Okay, now, but your membership in the Sheldon Civic Music Association allows you to attend not just those four concerts.
We allow open door or at door ticket sales for people who do not choose to become a member. However, we try to keep our rates very low. The annual membership for seniors is $50, and students through high school is from 5 years on up through high school is $10, and family memberships, covering as many children as they might have, are $110. And then we do also allow the tickets purchased at the door, $25 for seniors and $5 for students. And you certainly can't beat that for a cost.
Absolutely. And, of course, that helps to pay the cost of putting on these concerts, but that doesn't take care of the full boat.
No, it doesn't. We actually have about three sources of funding. The first is, of course, our annual membership fees, which we're just concluding our drive at this point. but we could not exist without the support of our patrons. We have member patrons and we have business patrons, and certainly could not offer the types of concerts and the cost, the quality of the concerts that we have without them. And so every concert, we hand out a flyer that lists all of our business patrons, shows their logo, their telephone numbers, etc., any other information they want us to present. And we encourage our members to patronize these matrons and then thank them for their support. And this is a major source of funding for us. And then the third source of funds, and this is a modest one, but we're members of the SCDC, and the SCDC has for many, many years supported our organization with a modest stipend. They feel that our organization enhances the quality of life here in Sheldon, and certainly we do too.
Absolutely. We'll come back and talk more about the what you'll see this season in the Sheldon Civic Music Association concert season, and we'll do that right after we do this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We're back on Talk of the Town with Lyle Hollander, the president of the Shelton Civic Music Association. And we gave a little teaser when we started off about the first concert of the season, but let's go through the whole season lineup.
All right. Well, Tom, you've already touched on the ladies of country, Lisa Prokop, who was here 2 years ago, as I said earlier. And it was one of our most popular concerts, and she will be back again doing all sorts of numbers from country western singers that we've come to know, the female singers, and we are certainly looking forward to that. And that's going to be on Tuesday, September 17th. And then our next concert will be in November, on Wednesday night, November 20th, and it's called Letters from Home. And it's a bit different, kind of a... it's a USO style show, and it honors our veterans. It brings music from World War II through the Vietnam War, and they feature artists such as Frank Sinatra, the Andrews Sisters, Vera Lynn, the Nicholas Brothers, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and lots of others from that area. And it's a high energy show.
That runs the gamut of genres in the one show.
It does. Anyway. And those numbers will bring back a lot of good memories for lots of folks, I'm sure, in the audience. The next one is a bit different. It's called the Chad Lee Trio. And Chad Lee is a songwriter, musician, currently living in Omaha, but many, many years lived in Nashville. And still goes back to record there with various other country artists. But he does numbers. He and his group do numbers such as from Merle Haggard, tunes by Ray Charles, Journey and Bon Jovi, The Eagles and Tom Petty, modern-day artists like Dierks Bentley and Kenny Chesney. And they're going to be with us on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th of 2025. And I'm really looking forward to this one. He does just a wide variety of music, including some spirituals. And one in particular that I'm looking forward to is called The Cross and the Nails. And very striking, and I'm looking forward, as I said, to hearing that one. The last concert that we have scheduled is a group of five brass musicians. They are from Chicago. And they are all very talented musicians who have been teaching in various universities and so forth. And this is sort of a sidebar activity for them. They get together and they go on tour and present concerts of all types of music, from Renaissance to jazz and contemporary numbers. And they do offer something that's a bit unusual. They are offering a school seminar that they'll put on a class or a program for music students in the school, and that's something we're working on right now. There's some funding that's required for that, and we're working on that issue right now. But anyway, we're hoping at least that if the school seminar doesn't become a reality, that at least our young musicians from the high school and the area high schools would come and hear this concert, because they are very good. And that's going to be on Thursday, April 24th of next year, 2025.
They can come see the very talented musicians and aspire to be like them as they advance.
Very much so.
You know, we didn't talk about where the concerts are held.
Oh, well, we are very fortunate. We have one of the best venues around for our type of programs, and that's the Sheldon Community School Performing Arts Center. The acoustics are great. The seating is wonderful. The administration, I can't thank enough for their cooperation. They've been just super to work with, and we couldn't ask for a better venue to present these concerts. So it's right here in Sheldon.
Now, you have a membership drive each year. That's just wrapped up, but if you didn't get your membership, it's not too late.
That's correct. We are always looking for members. And people can just give me a call at 712-348-2114 or contact Cindy Runger, whom everybody in Sheldon, I think, knows.
Knows and loves, yeah.
Yes, 712-541-7122. We'll be happy to send you a packet that includes the flyers, the information to become a member, a pre-addressed envelope to just put your check in and your membership information, and we'll take care of that and get you tickets.
All right. And again, the first show is coming up Tuesday, September 17th. The legendary Ladies of Country. I love the subtitle. Who's going to fill their heels? That's a great subtitle.
Yeah.
But that's coming up Tuesday, September 17th, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer to that date. And as you mentioned, anybody that wants any information can call either you or Cindy. Okay?
Right.
All righty.
We have. I would like to end our visit this morning with our particular thanks to the media here in town. KIWA Radio has been a great supporter of ours for many, many years, as well as Iowa Information and the Siouxland Press. And without the affirmation and the encouragement that we get from the media in town, we would be hard-pressed to expand our membership. So we do really thank you for your efforts, Tom.
Thank you. It'd be much tougher to get the word out, that's for sure.
Very much so.
Lyle Hollander, the president of the Sheldon Civic Music Association, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning. And we'll be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
My pleasure.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
There we go. Today's Talk of the Town program brought to you by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, Northwest Iowa Community College, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Sanford Sheldon, the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Join us again Monday for more Talk of the Town at 8:30 right here on Iowa FM 101.5.